It has come to our attention that some fraudulent individuals have been contacting members of our various WhatsApp groups and asking them for WhatsApp codes and information like that. Please don't give anyone your WhatsApp code, because if you give people your WhatsApp code, they can use it to access your WhatsApp and hack your WhatsApp account. No one in Stream Globe would ever contact you to ask for any WhatsApp code or for personal information. Please beware of scammers. Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled God's Visual Aids. Today's meditation was written by Ikechukwu Mpama. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Job chapter 1 verse 8. So the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth, a pure and upright man, one who fears God and turns away from evil." I have just read from the New English Translation. Visual aids are teaching tools that aid learning because they engage the eyes, using materials that help to illustrate the lessons. Visual aids help to lift a truth from its theoretical framework to a practical, illustrative pedestal. Romans chapter 1 verse 19 to 20 says, "Because what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, because they are understood through what has been made. So people are without excuse." This passage makes it clear that God uses the wonders of creation to aid the understanding and knowledge of his eternal power and divine nature. So that every time a man looks at a waterfall, for example, it is supposed to serve as a pointer to and a reminder of the eternal power of the Creator. However, as awesome as this is not God's ultimate design. What the Lord wants is to use his men as visuals to aid the understanding of his nature, wisdom, power, and glory. This is why we hear the stories of some of these patriarchs who, through their surrender and obedience to the will of God, have come to underscore a dimension, an aspect of God's nature and power. And he holds them up for all to see and says, "Have you seen my servant?" God's dealings in the life of a surrendered man are not just for him alone. God wants to say 15 years later to F. Young at a crossroad, "Have you considered my servant Daramola?" Jesus is the full display of the person, nature, power, and glory of God. And the degree to which we grow in conformity to the nature of Christ, our lives become visual aids to illustrate that reality of Jesus to the world and indeed to other growing saints. It is then that we can be an example to the believers in word, conduct, faith, spirit, and purity. God desires to use your life to display to your generation that indeed men can do well without exam malpractice. That a young boy can put away societal pressures and serve God in humility and purity. He is looking for a vessel to use to illustrate in your community that it is possible for a good-looking young girl to maintain sexual purity and have a living walk with God, so that the truth of his word can be seen embodied in you. If you wish to be God's visual aid today, then go into today committed to walk in total surrender to his will and to give attention to your consecrations. Ask the Lord to help you to this end. In Jesus' name. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from Malachi. We shall be reading the book of Malachi today. This Bible reading is continuous. What this means is that if, for example, you begin with us today, in reading the Bible or listening to the devotional audios that have audio Bible, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept the Lord Jesus, you want to begin to live a life of divine purpose, let us pray this prayer together. And as you confess the Lord Jesus, you will receive his salvation. Ask God to forgive your sins and ask him to deliver you from the power of sin. Say these words after me in faith. Lord Jesus, I come to you today and I ask for mercy. Heavenly Father, please forgive me. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. Even as I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day when he died as the sacrifice for my sins. From today going forward, I confess that Jesus is my Lord, he's my King, he's the ruler of my life. I repent of all the things I have been doing that do not please my master. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for accepting me. In Jesus' name. If you are sick and you are listening to this, I prophesy healing to you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be healed and made whole in Jesus' mighty name. If you just prayed a prayer to accept the Lord Jesus, I want to encourage you to visit our website. The website address is streamglobe.org. Click on the menu of that website that says, Are You Saved? That menu will lead you to a webpage where you will find resources, including a free audiobook. And these resources will help you understand the faith and grow. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. The book of Malachi.
A prophecy. The word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi.
I have loved you,
says the Lord.
But you ask, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother?
Declares the Lord.
Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated, and I have turned his hill country into a wasteland and left his inheritance to the desert jackals.
Edom may say,
though we have been crushed, we will rebuild the ruins.
But this is what the Lord Almighty says.
They may build, but I will demolish. They will be called the wicked land, a people always under the wrath of the Lord. You will see it with your own eyes and say, great is the Lord, even beyond the borders of Israel. A son honors his father, and slaves honor their master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me?
Says the Lord Almighty.
It is you priests who show contempt for my name. But you ask,
how have we shown contempt for your name?
By offering defiled food on my altar. But you ask,
how have we defiled you?
By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible, when you offer blind animals for sacrifice Is that not wrong? When you sacrifice lame or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you?
Says the Lord Almighty.
Now implore God to be gracious to us. With such offerings from your hands, will he accept you?
Says the Lord Almighty.
Oh, that one of you would shut the temple doors, so that you would not light useless fires on my altar. I am not pleased with you.
Says the Lord Almighty.
And I will accept no offering from your hands. My name will be great among the nations, from where the sun rises to where it sets, in every place. Incense and pure offerings will be brought to me, because my name will be great among the nations.
Says the Lord Almighty.
But you profane it by saying,
the Lord's table is defiled,
and
its food is contemptible.
And you say,
what a burden!
And you sniff at it contemptuously.
Says the Lord Almighty.
When you bring injured, lame, or diseased animals and offer them as sacrifices, should I accept them from your hand?
Says the Lord.
Cursed is the cheat who has an acceptable male in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. For I am a great king,
says the Lord Almighty,
and my name is to be feared among the nations. And now, you priests, this warning is for you. If you do not listen, and if you do not resolve to honor my name,
says the Lord Almighty,
I will send a curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them, because you have not resolved to honor me. Because of you, I will rebuke your descendants. I will smear on your faces the dung from your festival sacrifices, and you will be carried off with it. And you will know that I have sent you this warning so that my covenant with Levi may continue.
Says the Lord Almighty.
My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace, and I gave them to him. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many from sin. For the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty, and people seek instruction from his mouth. But you have turned from the way, and by your teaching have caused many to stumble. You have violated the covenant with Levi,
says the Lord Almighty.
So I have caused you to be despised and humiliated before all the people, because you have not followed my ways, but have shown partiality in matters of the law.
Do we not all have one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do we profane the covenant of our ancestors by being unfaithful to one another? Judah has been unfaithful. A detestable thing has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. Judah has desecrated the sanctuary the Lord loves by marrying women who worship a foreign god. If anyone does this, whoever he may be, may the Lord remove him from the tents of Jacob, even though he brings an offering to the Lord Almighty. Another thing you do, you flood the Lord's altar with tears. You weep and wail because he no longer looks with favor on your offerings or accepts them with pleasure from your hands. You ask,
why?
It is because the Lord is the witness between you and the wife of your youth. You have been unfaithful to her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant. Has not the Lord made the two of you one? You belong to him in body and spirit. And why has he made you one? Because he was seeking godly offspring. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful to the wife of your youth.
I hate divorce,
says the Lord God of Israel.
And I hate it when people clothe themselves with injustice,
says the Lord Almighty. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful. You have wearied the Lord with your words.
How have we wearied him?
You ask. By saying, all who do evil are good in the eyes of the Lord, and he is pleased with them. Or, where is the God of justice?
I will send my messenger, who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly, the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, will come,
says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years.
So I will come to put you on trial. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive the foreigners among you of justice. But do not fear me,
says the Lord Almighty.
I, the Lord, do not change. So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you,
says the Lord Almighty.
But you ask,
how are we to return?
Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me, but you ask,
how are we robbing you?
In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse. Your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this,
says the Lord Almighty,
and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe,
says the Lord Almighty.
Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land,
says the Lord Almighty.
You have spoken arrogantly against me,
says the Lord.
What have we said against you?
You have said,
it is futile to serve God. What do we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly evildoers prosper, and even when they put God to the test, they get away with it.
Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name.
On the day when I act,
says the Lord Almighty,
they will be my treasured possession. I will spare them, just as a father has compassion and spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and that day that is coming will set them on fire,
says the Lord Almighty.
Not a root or a branch will be left to them, but for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act.
Says the Lord Almighty.
Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction.
Stream Globe World Outreach has produced a 365-day printed book. And this devotional is very good for young people. It's good for teenagers, and it's good for people of all ages, really. If you want to order your copy, you can do so right now. You can place your order by calling +234 8113 416 964 or +234 8114 467 9689. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe World Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80 344 20 524 or +234 90 555 6538.